I never ever thought that that a virus would cause the borders to be closed. You know, I felt that I was safe here in Aotearoa going through the lockdown, but my concern was for my kids because, you know, the virus was just running rampant. California, where they live, there were so many cases, you know, happening a day. And so I wanted them to come home. And I talked to their dad and he agreed that it was much safer for them to be in Aotearoa. But the problem was my two sons were US citizens and only my daughter was a New Zealand citizen. So we tried to get them all to come home and the New Zealand government, because the borders were closed to everybody except New Zealand citizens and residents, the boys were not able to come. These are Maori kids. They didn't have the passport. They didn't have the citizenship to prove that they're New Zealand citizens, but they're Maori. They have, you know, 1,000 years of whakapapa that links them to this whenua. And I was not going to be happy if somebody had said to me, no, no, because they don't have this little piece of paper, you can't bring your kids home. And so I applied for exceptions for both of them to be able to travel with their sister, who is a, you know, New Zealand citizen. She was a minor. I didn't want her traveling alone. I didn't want her going through 2 weeks of quarantine on her own. And that was denied. So I did, you know, the only thing that I felt that I could do, and I flew to California to bring them home. And so I'm just grateful that eventually, you know, I got what I wanted, which was to bring them home. But yeah, it shows how our system is, the system of paperwork and bureaucracy and red tape, and sometimes it just doesn't make sense, you know. So now that they're home, I'm definitely getting them their citizenship, you know, I'm getting them New Zealand passport so that this doesn't happen again. And I guess I was naive because, you know, I could have done this before. And I never did because I just thought, oh, you know, they're never going to live in New Zealand. If one day they decide that they want to come home, then I'll do the paperwork then. So now that we're back together again as a whānau, I really want to connect them to this whenua. Like they have the whakapapa, they have a spiritual connection. I gave them Maori names because I wanted them to know always, you know, where they come from and who they come from. But now it's time to actually teach them, you know, who we are and take them around and actually connect them to the whenua and take them to places that they've only heard about but had never been to before. And so a big part of, I'm taking them on this big tiki tour we started in, you know, in Tāmaki Makaurau. Now we're here, Te Tai Tokero. We're going to travel south. We're going through, you know, different places where we've got whānau who were very supportive of this mission that I had to bring the kids home. And now we're going to go and visit our whānau all over the country and just kind of give the kids some memories to really know all the different places that there are here.